Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
There's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
No,
Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. 500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians, they know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 3 minutes past five, and from now till the top of the hour, we're going to be having a big conversation on the big hat fact. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Remember, you can always join the conversation on social media at Nigeria Info FM, at Aroho Obo, on all the social media platforms. Now, if you're listening to us via the Nigeria Info app and you've been experiencing difficulty during the stream, we're going to ask you to kindly do this. You're going to uninstall the app and then you go back and reinstall the app from whatever Play Store you have downloaded. It does a Nigeria Info app on radio. And once you do this, your experience listening to us will be a fantastic experience. So I've done it, and you can go ahead and do it. So you can uninstall, especially for those of you out of Lagos who cannot listen on terrestrial radio, would have to listen via the app. You can go ahead and do that, and report back to me what the listening experience has been like for you. You can also chat with us on the app conversation box, and I will get it just the same way I get the messages on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number 0809-597-5805. Just some little house cleaning and some more house cleaning. So just some update clarification. Sandra will be coming in on Thursday. So she resumes on Thursday. I got the wires crossed and thought it was Monday. So for the big hat fact, so between 3 and 4, we talked about your assessment on the country's democratic experience, and all of you had failed this government, saying scored in some instances less than 0%, and some of you were fair enough to score the government 40%, like 30%, some others, but overall it's been overwhelmingly disappointing for most of the assessors, the Nigerian assessors. But that's just one half of our work. I told you the other part we'll talk about during the Big Hat Fact. And for a large chunk of the conversation, you're going to talk with us so that we can get the second part of the equation correct. We can make it work, right? To coin a former U.S. president, I think it was it Dwight Eisenhower? Yes, who said, our problems are man-made and can be solved by man. No, it wasn't Eisenhower. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who said, our problems are man-made and can be solved by man. So these problems are man-made and can be solved by us. So it's Nigeria's Democracy Day, and all across the country, events are being marked to observe this 12th of June. And why it's significant this time around, why we'll spend some more time, because it is the last Democracy Day that this president will have to deliver a speech to us. Any other time, it will be as a former president of the country. Same for several governors who are serving out their second term in office. So the parameters for measuring democracy, which have been unanimously agreed by a number of ranking bodies, include the functioning of government, electoral process and pluralism. Political participation, civil liberties, and political culture. Again, five parameters which I found across several indexes in how democracy is measured worldwide. The functioning of government, electoral process and pluralism, political participation, civil liberties, and political culture. You'll find countries in the Scandinavia high up in the ranking index. So you'll find Norway at the top, you'll find New Zealand, you'll find Finland, Sweden, Iceland, like that. The one with the least, you'll find Afghanistan, and followed at the bottom, North Korea. It's how they are ranked globally. Nigeria is not ranked at the bottom. Don't ask me where this report, where the Economic Intelligence Unit will rank us. Just in the index, which is close to autocratic. But we need to find our own role in this narrative. We need to find our stake here. We're not running away from the country or going outside the country. Even if you're planning, at least the time you're in here is going to count. Heaven forbid anything happens. You say, well, I was planning to leave the country, so it doesn't count. While you're in the country, it counts. If you're not leaving the country, you count and you matter, and decisions you make are very important. How do we strengthen Nigeria's democratic credentials? What do you think your role is the question we're asking now. We're done with scoring the government, so talk to us about what you think your role is as a people in strengthening Nigeria's democratic credentials so that we can begin to rank the top of the ladder, where you have countries like Norway, New Zealand, Sweden, Iceland, Denmark, Finland. How are we going to find ourselves moving away from the threshold of authoritarian rule, which is the least where you find Nigeria and several other countries, many of them in Latin America, and also too in Asia. 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. And then you go on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. Let's talk about this country's democratic credentials. Those of you asking about Sao Tome and Principe game, the game is over. Nigeria hit them 10-0. I wish the country can bounce back like the way the Super Eagles bounces back from every defeat. They're not going to the World Cup, but it appears that they've got their act right. They've won their last two games. And I remember growing up how oftentimes we look at Nigeria's Super Eagles and say, that's Nigeria we want to be. How do we translate our Super Eagles successes on the pitch to Nigeria's successes in the boardrooms and in government? So, the lines are ringing. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Let's talk about Nigeria's democratic credentials. Hello and good evening.
Yes, how are you?
I'm brilliant. And your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Kelvin, and I stay in Suleri.
Always in Suleri, Kelvin. And it's a holiday for you, I can imagine. Go ahead.
It's been the past hours, I think 48 hours has been Democracy Day. And I'm excited that 29 is we are still in the journey. Those that were not around during the June 12th, I think parents and our civics, even the schools, should bring back history so that they will know what really transpired, because it's very key for those that don't know what transpired 29 years ago to know what really transpired. because those of us that were on the streets,
right,
even with my pains and my cuts that I had in my left leg, you know, on the streets, you know, chanting and fighting for democracy, this is not what we bargained for. This is definitely not what we bargained for. But the journey is still on. And to your question, you know, for me, one of the, you know, things we need to imbibe in this democracy is institutions.
Good.
We have to build our institutions. If we don't have a solid institutions, it will not make the democracy drive the recipe that Kudimi needs to make it, you know, to be part of the ingredients. Because elections and voting is just part of the ingredients of democracy, you know. But for us to build institutions, I think our democracy would be, we have a headway. Whether we like it or not, what checkmated that man that wanted to destroy democracy in America in the last election was institution. Why he kept on shouting that election has been hijacked and this and that, the institutions keep telling him no, it's not so. So if we don't have this vibrant institution, I don't think we'll go like this kind of another countries you just mentioned. So as we go along this journey, institution is key. And that is one of the recipe of democracy.
Thank you very much, Kelvin. Kelvin says, building institutions will improve the Nigerian democratic credentials. Building of the institutions. And thank you very much, Kelvin, for your thoughts, because it's very, very important in building the country's democratic credentials. And he's right. It's not something that is uhuru for most. In fact, most part of the world are living under authoritarian rule. One third, according to a report, lives in authoritarian rule. Only 6% of global populations enjoying what you would call a full democratic status. So we're not alone, but doesn't mean that we have not done. It means that we still rather have a lot of work to do. Let's get back to the phone lines and hear what you have to say on our own role. Hello and good evening.
Hello, Gogo.
Good evening. Good evening. Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Achike from FESTAC, the Minister of Defense for ADFAT.
Minister of Defense, go ahead.
Thank you for your statesmanship, Agogo. You know, so far, when you say you're holding it down for Sandra for 2 weeks, it's 2 weeks. I've never had a cost to overthrow you. So in the essence of democracy,
right,
first of all, let me congratulate Jagaban. You know, Nigeria is such a crazy place now. The only way to stay sane. Like there was something one of your colleagues said, or I think was on Smooth FM, or like the only way to stay sane in Nigeria is to learn from even things that you don't like. So like, the point he made when he was referring to Tinubu is that if you build a structure for 23 years, even if you are planning evil, it most likely work. At least from him, I've learned how not to be in the public but still control the square. So in terms of democracy, I would say our biggest problem is institution. In fact, Nigeria, when people say democracy, is more like an oligarchy, where the person who is the president and the people who are favored are the ones who enjoy the dividends. There are no consequences. Look at what happened with the bad for nothing in any civilized state.
Achike, give me one institution you think that if we fix, change our narrative
like
significantly.
The vice president and EFCC, for example, because like EFCC, the way I see it, is another organization that also needs independence to operate. In fact, I believe something like EFCC, their funds should be signed into law and they should be independent of even like, imagine a situation where like the president is corrupt. Can they prosecute? The answer is no. I'll say even EFCC is another organization that needs independence.
Yeah, they can investigate. They can investigate him, but not because of the constitution gives him immunity. So I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would say if for me, EFCC and the vice presidential role, these two institutions need far more power than they have. So they won't just be secretaries that are tried down.
All right, good. Achike says the EFCC, the Minister of Defense for HATFAC, wants the EFCC's to be reformed in a way that it will change dramatically public office holders and their accountability. So let's get back from there. Someone who said something that the ease in which elected public office holders have their hands in the till is what frightens him the most about this Nigeria's democratic journey. Hello and good evening.
Ifobo.
Makushi.
Yala.
Christopher, go ahead. Yes.
On the hard fight to the president, Donald Trump.
Go ahead.
He said something. If the devil come to that city, to rule Ghana, due to the institution, that devil will not have his way, right? So, me, I want to look at the INEC, ESCC, like the Minister of Defense of Hartford said now. Then the other group again, the junior one to ESCC. What is that group?
ICPC.
Aha, good. ICPC. If we work on those ones, everybody will sit up. Thank you, Chief Obo.
All right. Thank you very much, Christopher. So a lot of people building tents around the institutions. EFCC, ICPC, INEC, for a more democratic system. Hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Great to have you join us on this Democracy Day.
Yeah, Democracy Day. Happy Democracy Day.
Your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Oseni. I'm calling from Koshofe.
Oseni. Good. Yes. Just strengthen Nigeria's democratic credentials. Quite a number of suggestions have been made already. You want to add to it?
Yes. Yes. The biggest problem, Alpha and Omega of our problem in Nigeria is judiciary. I can tell you, if we can find a way to fix our judiciary so that the hearing and verdict and judgment pronouncement will be quicker, I think it will solve all the problem, because every problem, every Nigerian problem, if you can take to judiciary, sometimes now you will see some governors that finished their tenure in 2007. Up till now, they are in court. So the biggest Nigerian problem is judiciary. If judiciary can go that independent, like some countries that we see before. You remember there is a time when in Pakistan, the president, Pervez Musharraf, sacked the chief justice of that country. But before you know, that chief justice come a return within 2 days and sacked Pervez Musharraf at the end of the day. Is the president that left the office. So if we can have strong judiciary, you know, even in America, what makes their democracy stronger? In fact, anywhere in the world, is judiciary.
Let me ask you a quick question, Oseni, about the judiciary, because it's tied to something Olopo pointing out, which is justice, whether it's legal justice or social justice. Do you think, in your assessment, if you are going to assess justice in Nigeria, is it good? Is it fair? Is it bad?
For me, it is bad. It is bad because you can see them in this country. People are buying judgment. Which means a common man doesn't have a say. You will see a common man, maybe steal something of maybe 3,000. They will send him to jail for 6 years, 3 years. But someone with billions, you will see they give him maybe 2 years.
Right.
It's only in this country.
All right.
So I think the biggest problem is judiciary. If we can fix our judiciary, I'm telling you, everyone must come to order. Because if you didn't come to order, you know, if you go there, that's the end.
All right. Thank you very much, Oseni. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. Oseni talks about a pervasive sense of injustice, and he thinks the judiciary has to be fixed because, in his opinion, getting a credible democracy requires a fair, just system. Back to the phone lines. Let's hear what you have to say. Hello and good evening.
Hello,
good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Hamid Onale. I'm calling you from Ota.
You say that, Halid?
Hamid.
Hamid. Oh, okay. Hamid, good. Please go ahead.
Yes. Happy Democracy Day.
Yeah, Happy Democracy Day.
Yes, I think the problem that we have to fix is our justice system. The judiciary, like someone, the last caller said, is biased. And apart from that, our lawyers, especially the fans, all these things, we are in it together. If somebody pays 200 and something million naira, and he was able to hire FAN for like 50 million from that, they will argue his case to the extent that the person will go scot-free. So we are in the country together. So things cannot go under that. So the lawyers, especially our stand, they have to sit up because they are our children and their children today will live in this country. So the judiciary has to be fixed. They have to be up and doing. And also INEC. I think INEC, especially State Independent Electoral Commission, they should be taken away from state so that we can have all these million parties becoming chairman of local government. Rather than if this party is in power, it will sweep all the posts in that state.
So I think... Hamid, help us clarify. So do you say that the current electoral body is not independent, you're saying they're not independent?
They are not. If APC is in power, APC will sweep all the local polls in that state. If PDP is in power, PDP will sweep all the local polls in that state. So if state independent, we can test new parties at the local level. So all this will make us to know if somebody performs well as chairman, you can then say go to the state.
What will be your solution, Hamid, to this? Would you require that INEC conduct local polls as they also conduct national polls?
INEC conduct local polls so that we can have new parties start from there. Let us fix it from the local government. Then we can move ahead.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Hamid is with the Electoral Commission, says that the state... By the way, during the constitutional review, this came up, and a lot of people seem to suggest that INEC should conduct local polls for chairmanship and councillor. I don't know if INEC can take that into their fold. They've got so many things they're doing, but if the perception is the State Independent Electoral Commission are not unbiased in what they do, then who are we to say that they shouldn't add this to what they have? We're still taking reactions. A lot of people are pitching on this institution that Kelvin began with, and they're breaking it down into things like the judiciary, EFCC, ICPC. The institution that needs immediate reform is the Nigeria Police. I knew this would come up at some point. As it is now, the institution needs immediate reform. The police only investigate matters permitted by the IG with severe influence by the commander-in-chief. We're going to talk about the police and ask, interestingly, in the uninterrupted years of our democratic experience recently, this has come up over and over again. The last was the NSAS movement. Has the police really been reformed? Are they the police of a democratic Nigeria of our dreams? We'll talk about this and lots more when we come back on 99.3 Nigeria in from this Democracy Day. Your democracy, our Democracy Day. And we're asking the question, how do we build a reputable Nigerian democratic credential? Please stay with us on 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's a holiday in Nigeria, because it's Democracy Day, we're celebrating, observing the transition from military rule to civilian rule. More than, it's now 23 years uninterrupted when this happened. Large majority of the people of this country don't realize this, because many of them weren't born when this happened. But it's interesting that the rankings for the country's democracy, which I mentioned earlier on, places Nigeria in at least two of the reports I've seen for last year, 100. We're called what is called a hybrid regime, which is from the definition, it shows you where we are. And all of you have also confirmed that in your assessment of the country early on, between 3 and 4. So it's not, there's nothing new in it. It just shows us that we have a lot of work to do. And between 5 and 6, you've also now helped to begin to identify where the problems are and how they can be solved. Institution has topped the list of recommendations. Just before we went on the break, someone chipped in INEC, but especially the State Independent Electoral Commission, asking that the National Independent Electoral Commission takes over the holding and management of the electoral processes for local government and councils. And someone has now also put in the police, calling for reform. So, Nigeria's democratic credentials. How do we move from hybrid regime to a working democracy? And it's our task we are involved in now. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190. Help be part of a working democracy. Don't forget, after the news at 6, we have the newsroom coming up, where Ufuma and I will have a look at just what we need to do. So back to the phone lines, and let's hear what you have to say. Hello and good evening.
Yeah, this is Mike calling from Musafeja Mkuku.
Michael from Musafeja, great to have you again, Michael. So Michael, you've assessed and failed this administration. It's time to...
How do we strengthen Nigeria's democracy credentials?
Right.
It's just a way of saying, after we have criticized, we should prefer solution to move the country forward.
Good.
Let me tell you all my own now. The first thing we are going to do in order for the country to have a good credential is to remove this bad government of APC. Two, people in government should be patronizing our federal government hospital. Not when they sick, they have headache, they have leg pain, they travel to abroad. How do you want the foreigners to come to our own hospital? They won't value it. They will know that the government does not even care for our hospitals. Three, it's for we, our refinery, that are not functioning. Is for it to be functioning so that we can be producing our own fuel here. This government came with a mountain to tell us that they will rebuild the refinery. No one is working. They are waiting for Dangote. Now, the fourth one is for us to strengthen our judiciary, INEC, and army police. The judiciary. For example, in Abia State.
Right.
The party that won the governorship ticket,
right,
Muhammad Buhari does not give it. He went to go and give APC. Is that how you want the judiciary to work? How about the INEC? INEC told us that this is the last day for any party, but they chose, because of the current party in power, to extend the date. You may say that it is like, I should come and substantiate. Let us leave that one. Fifth one is for them to distribute and redistribute the resources to narrow the gap between the rich and the poor. Sixth one, justice, equity, fairness. When we are talking about justice, equity, fairness,
right,
in terms of the president, these northerners have ruled. The southwest have ruled. Why is this? They can't even say, let it start. Is this time around to rule? They are still coming up with the Southwest. Okay, What about ASUU? Every time ASUU have been in strike, if the foreigners see the way ASUU are going in strike, they will value our university. It's for government to honor every agreement they have with ASUU,
right,
so that our Nigeria institution will be the first.
All right, Michael.
Lastly, I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If you can answer me very well, can a blind man need a blind man? Can a sick person cure someone that is sick? The answer is no. All these parties will stop to be bringing sick people for our presidential primary election.
All right, Michael.
It is rubbish. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael. Michael's asking, can a blind lead a blind? Well, a blind can lead a blind if he's got foresight. We've seen people train with Braille and they do it very well, Michael. So I'm not too sure I understand when you say, can a blind lead a blind? We have a leader on inclusive society nowadays, Michael. So if the blind can see, he will lead well. The constitution is a problem with us in Nigeria. My name is Philip Igumbo from Lagos. If indeed our three arms of government can be truly independent to one another, if there will be autonomy of these three arms, a situation whereby they can individually control their finances, unlike what we have today, where the executive is in absolute control, Charles from Suleri. Without mincing words, what we are celebrating is not democracy, but demon crazy. Let's say we are on the march to democracy, and we eventually probably will get there. Judiciary is a calamity that's happened to us as a country since 1999. Politicians have offered the most dangerous virus to almost everyone in public sector. It's a hallmark of country's capacity to set the record straight and politicians blah. Judges have become Bible. He goes on and on. This is Olaide Cruz. Okay, let's see this. As a scapegoat, but show leniency to public figures and politicians. Show, and he goes on and on. Our judges are the engine room shielding politicians from punishment. So how can we kill corruption? Judiciary should be held responsible. If one politician gets 20 years in prison for their corrupt involvement, they will send a signal to the rest. But what is happening right now is our judiciary seems to be the bad actor shielding politicians from punishment. Olaide Cruz from Victoria Island. Let's get back. This is Tony from Birmingham in Alabama. He says that, yes, I've seen your message and I will take it. He says, I agree with one of your callers about judiciary and the NBA, the number one enemies of Nigeria. If people on the judiciary's matter today, individuals erect the treasurer of Abia State and now in their retirement hold called the Senate, and some faculty in the state-owned university was recently denied accreditation because of dilapidated facilities. Court system managed to convict one of the former governors sentenced to prison. The appeal court then freed him on technical grounds and sent the case back to the High Court, and then failed to instruct the High Court to give the case accelerated hearing, which the standard practice in the Western world could have been. Good. And he goes on and on. So thank you very much, Antonio. I got your message about the judiciary. Deep concerns for judiciary here. How to have a peaceful society is to rejig our constitution. How can we have two houses of assembly of more than Senate 109, Rep 360 doing nothing than to wait for Ghana must go? Okay, he wants us to rejig the National Assembly. Is this democracy? Someone is asking a question. I don't think so. Okay, let's get back to the phone lines and get your thoughts on the police. Someone has said, what do you think about the police? What sort of police do you want? Hello and good evening. Can you turn down the device you're listening with? All right, I couldn't do that quick enough. All right, let's go again. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Good to have you join us on 99.3. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Augustine Ode.
All right, Augustine Ode, go ahead, please.
Yeah, well done, sir. Good afternoon.
Yeah, so how do we get this Nigerian democratic engine working?
Yeah, I think our the number one problem is this Godfather is like people appoint people by like they can just carry family property in a way that I don't know if you are getting me, that you can just call somebody that this is person I'm bringing to the one particular position without people maybe people don't really like it, like somebody will just bring it, like for example now when one president will say when I'm leaving I'm going to hand over this power to one particular person, and all of a sudden you realize that that person that they say is going to take over that position will be the one that is going to take over whether people like it or not. I think that one is one problem. And secondly, like this tribalism is a major problem whereby everybody just wants their people to be in one particular position, whether the person is good or bad, they don't really care. So far it's my person that comes from my place, so they are good to go with the person. So I think if there's a way we can find a way to that one,
yes,
in a way that even if you are Yoruba or you are Igbo,
right,
if your person is not doing good, you should be able to say this person is not doing good. I'm going for the better person that can change things. You understand?
All right.
So lastly, I know this one will not work, but
let's hear it.
It's part of the issue. I know it might not work, but it's part of the issue. Like, if you stop using Bible and Quran to sue them in, we should be using all those Songo or different other things. So that they know that if they do any mistake there,
yes,
something bad may happen to them. From there, they won't be able to, you understand, to be doing those bad things.
All right. Thank you very much. Instant judgment from the gods is what he says. Could happen, and I don't know what you think about that, but I've heard this suggested that maybe if you had people swear according to the gods of the land, elected public officers will be scared of putting their hands in the till. Let's get back to the phone lines and hear what you have to say as we bring this to a head. Can you turn down the device you're listening with?
Good evening. This Hello. Is Adewale calling from Surulere.
Adewale, great to have you join us. Democracy Day, and we're reworking this engine.
Yeah, so my contribution is this. I quite agree with everyone who have been trying to bring out institutions that needed to be reformed.
Mm.
But I will want to lay emphasis on the Constitution.
Go ahead.
But apart from the Constitution, I've also understand that when we talk about this, our democracy, most times we citizens tend to ignore our own responsibility.
Mm.
Actually, there is no institution that can function well when it's not built on the shoulders of patriotic citizens.
Mm.
So I think we also need to look at that.
Mm.
We need to be patriotic. If well, the people who are being sent to the government, sent to public institutions, people who are being sent to public service, if they were patriotic enough as ordinary citizens, I'm sure that to a certain extent, we won't have had what we're having today.
Let me give you an example. I don't want you to lose your train of thought. But let's take the police for example. How do you build the police on the people? We tried it with the NSAS, to get the police reform to happen. But I'm not too sure if the police you see on the streets today has been reformed in the way that the activists and the people wanted them to reform to meet the typical Nigerian expectation.
Yes, I agree with you.
Mm.
But I'm also looking at it. Go to the streets every day, you drive on the streets, you meet people. An average Nigerian is not patriotic.
Mm.
I am not disputing all that everyone has said. I am also trying to see that we should not also ignore the fact that this institution should be built on the shoulders of patriotic citizens.
Mm. Mm. All right, continue. You were on a train of thought, so you can finish
okay,
up.
Okay, so what I'm just trying to say is that an average Nigerian needs to be patriotic. Honestly speaking, I think we should start from there. While we must hold those who have been elected to public offices accountable, they will be the one to reform the system.
Mm.
But no matter what you have, even if you reform the system, it will only be on paper if the people in charge of the system are not patriotic.
Mm. All right. Thank you very much. Expanding the chain of thought there. Thank you for your frank assessment. Let's get back to the phone lines. Sorry about that. Do call back. Let me run to WhatsApp quickly and hear what you have to say. Quite a number of comments. Kelvin has already scored 1/10, but let's see what he says about... okay, he doesn't have any recommendations yet. Reverend Adeyemi says, for you to say the blind can lead the blind shows that you're a psychopath. Even the Holy Bible says two blinds will fall into a ditch, which means the blind cannot lead the blind. You'd be amazed what the blind can do. I know you're trying to, I know you're saying that in terms of, you know, but what I was referring to is that anyone who is blind without sight can lead. You'd be amazed at the things that happen in the world we are in today. There are people who are blind and can find their way through the streets of Lagos better than you and I, Reverend. The executive is the major problem. Let's not blame the judiciary. How many of the verdicts is being obeyed by the executive arm of government? Great point you make there also too. INEC must be made 100% independent. I don't have your name. Udom says, money politics must be removed from the purchase of aspirant firms. Law enforcement agencies must be strengthened, sounding like the Ten Commandments. National Assembly should not be allowed to decide their ending. Judiciary should not romance with executive for any reason. And he goes to the sixth one. Party politics should not be allowed to function and mingle with governance. In other words, party members should not be appointed ministers to work for the executive. Now, that's a difficult one. How do you make that work? How do you make that work? I mean, that's going to be something. Because even in the parliamentary system, the ministers are chosen from parliament. So I don't know how you can have people who are elected, appointed as ministers, who are not members of the party. How do they make the party's policies work? But thank you for your suggestion. Still, so it's great to have people condemn everything 1 to 10. And it's also interesting to see how people are advising on how to shape. That's how democracy works. Not that democracy will make us... will take us to the promised land, or you know, will take us to heaven and back. But the fact that you have a say in what happens around you gives you some relief that yes, this is my country, this is my thing, and then it is that belief that will eventually take us forward as a people. But first and foremost, like a lot of you have pointed, we need to have a say in what happens in our country. We'll take one more call and then we call it a day. Who be the last man to the block?
Hello, good evening once again.
Eze Doom, you're always the last caller somehow.
I'm Eze Doom from Zulu.
All right, go ahead very quickly, Eze Doom.
Democracy is the best.
All right.
Democracy offers a better channel for development. But if you practice the democracy well, you see,
right.
In those countries where we borrowed this system, they have good politicians who use the democratic process to bring about reforms that develop their country. But ours, our democracy have been hijacked by the rich, configured to hold on Nigeria in terms of foreign development. However, in United States, if you have 20 members of the party that bought the form, the party will conduct their own internal debate. They will continue to narrow it down until the last day, from 4 to 3 to 2 to 1. That is how democracy starts from the political party. If the political party did not get their own internal governance well, it will affect the nation. Let me give you this example. Senator Akpabio bought APC from.
Right.
He knew that he don't want to go for the presidency. When he stepped down, he went back to his stage. Akwa Ibom had conducted the central election won by a candidate. Akpabio came back to Akwa Ibom stage, imposed himself on Akwa Ibom, told the party chairman to conduct a new election. That is causing problem in Akwa Ibom state now. If you have party leaders who are strong enough to stop lawlessness, democracy will pay us better. Selflessness. Our politicians lack selflessness. Our democracy is suffering because the elite, who are the major participants in the political system, have neglected what the poor people and the masses should contribute.
Right.
I believe in reform. I can only support a reform-oriented person because I believe if you put a reform-minded person, you will get what you want. Put your interests apart. Nigeria first. Democracy is the best, but our politicians are failing us.
Thank
you very much, Ezedum.
Thank you very much, Ezedum. And Ezedum brings close to our Hard Facts Democracy Day special. And so between 3 and 4, we got your assessment. Overwhelmingly disappointed, several of you, with this administration. But great to also hear what you thought, the things that we need to quickly work on. Overwhelmingly, a lot of you think the institution has to be worked from the judiciary to the electoral body, to the investigating bodies on corruption like the EFCC, IFCPC, as well as the police. We may have just cracked the surface, but I think that it's great discussion which we've had, and we can continue in this trajectory. Go on a quick break, and when we come back, time for the news, and after the news, we'll have the newsroom with Ufuma and I stepping in. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have to safeguard this democracy, and I think that we're headed somewhere as long as we can hold those who have been put into office accountable. It's what we have been asked to do, and it's what we can do together, the people, the media, society, and everyone else in this equation. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.